In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today is Epiphany Sunday. The wise men, the magi, we say three because there were three gifts. Were from Matthew's perspective, very authentic spiritual seekers. Their methodology was stargazing. Magi means sage. These were astronomers. They discovered a remarkable truth that led them into alien territory in a surprising location, far, far from home. They found what they had been searching for in the birth of a child to a peasant woman. We live today in a time of great spiritual agitation. We have seekers of every sort in our culture and all over the world. And motivated by this deep inner longing, many people find all kinds of ways, various ways to search out what they long for. Some people look at astrology or psychic phenomenon, and there is every imaginable type of organized religion out there. And we all know that with a click of a mouse that you can find someone of any religious bent anywhere in the world. Now, I want to admit to you that every day I read my horoscope. Yes, I do. I'm a Virgo. Perfectionist. I have since I was very young. I used to be fascinated and read lots of books on astrology or reincarnation. I was the kind of person who was always searching and seeking some sort of spiritual direction and answers. And I know that many of you might be saying, "That doesn't fit with what you expect me to say." But then those of you who have been here long enough know that whatever you expect me to say, I will say the opposite. Now, I know that the church condemns and ridicules most alternative spiritual means. There is so many ways in which we think we have found certain answers, Yet in this story, the wise men's trek to Bethlehem, Matthew expresses the integrity of their purpose, these stargazers. From Matthew's perspective, these foreign, exotic magi are better informed about the nature of the child than most of the people in Jerusalem. Because these wise people have discovered a truth that transcends all of others. And because they have done this, this seeking is both honored and rewarded. The Magi are not Jewish. They're not religious people. They're not following an old prophecy. They are staring at the stars and see something that is worth following. Because Epiphany means manifestation. This is the day that we celebrate God's manifestation through Christ to the Gentiles, to the whole world. These were outsiders, these three men that we talk about. But if we listen to this Christ child as this Christ child grows up, he says things in the Sermon on the Mount like, "Ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you." Every imaginable kind of person must have been sitting on that hillside that day. All different backgrounds, waiting and listening to Jesus. And on that day, as Jesus preached that sermon, there was no litmus test for who could be there and who should not be there. Their seeking was honored simply because they were seeking. You have to consider that even Jesus at some point got excluded from the rabbis and the teachers, and that it ultimately led to the cross, and he was condemned as an outsider. And anyone who followed him broke with established norms. Today, too often, we say that following Jesus is a litmus test for acceptance. In fact, even among all of us who claim Christianity and say that we follow Jesus, there are all kinds of litmus tests to determine whether or not we really belong to the right crowd. But this story of the stargazers tells us that today any seeker, whether by chance or authentic pursuit, whether through its meditation or stars, or even worship on a Sunday morning, can find their way to the manger. Stephen Bauman wrote, "Certainly the church would not exist but for the determination or simple faith of seekers who stumbled into the hay surrounding Jesus's birthing trough." Sometimes that's what the spiritual life feels like. You just sort of stumble into the hay. On any given Sunday, aren't we really a ragtag group of seekers and pilgrims? Many of us would say that we're more confused about this faith than truly knowledgeable. Most days I would say that about myself. I find it fascinating that I get to talk about God. Doesn't that seem just unbelievable to you? We don't claim knowledge all the time. We may claim knowledge of an existence of something in our hearts. But in the world, I'm certain that there are people who have never even heard of Jesus Christ that are better able to kneel at the manger than many of us who have worshiped a lifetime. Having the courage and the commitment to kneel in the dust and the muck of a barn is not easy. Nor is following that star from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, where there awaits a cross. The truth is, and the truth always will be, that everyone is invited to God's natal party, even those who might be traveling radically different paths on their search for their true home. This story tells us that no one has a corner on the truth, and that even the baptized travel a path with many distractions. This child savior that we say we follow said things like, "The last will be first, and the first will be last." Epiphany offers us an opportunity to reflect on holy humility and to reflect on what it means to connect to those who may not know God or who have a different name for God or no name at all. Because people everywhere, of all time throughout history, have searched for reunion with the Creator, the author of our lives and the lover of our souls, and they have done it in multiple ways. In this, aren't we all alike? This story describes a longing, a hunger for truth. We can only guess how long it took to get to this star. But it is at the center of the human condition to search for it, to search for that divine presence, to look for that which will guide us. And this story tells us that everyone was welcome at the manger, these outsiders who were not of the faith of Christ were one of the first to be invited. When a church understands this lesson and becomes a place of hospitality for all, it reflects the radiance of Christ's child, and it serves as a beacon for all who are restless for their true home. And in this way, the church and all who are in it can replicate the Star of Bethlehem thousands of times over. If we each sat and talked, we would each have our own story of epiphany about what has guided us to the manger. What I'm almost certain of is we're all here at the prompting of God. But we also acknowledge that outside these walls, there are many who hear the sound of God's voice in very various ways. And it is leading them as well. These are our brothers and our sisters. And that there is no litmus test to be part of the family of God. None whatsoever. Because God's truth ultimately triumphs. The Magi's journey to Bethlehem illuminates God's intention to welcome everyone into the joy of God's home, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, and remarkably on earth as well. Amen.